Charlotte City Councilmember Tarek Bakari told Police Chief Johnny Jennings this summer that he would put maximum pressure on the city manager to fire him. He also said he would work to cripple the chief's legacy, according to text messages obtained by WFAE. The dispute was over Jennings' initial refusal to allow patrol officers to wear outer carrier vests, which could help protect them from gunfire. I'm Steve Harrison. On April 29th, a wanted man shot 8 law enforcement officers who were trying to serve a warrant on him in East Charlotte. 4 were killed, the deadliest day in Charlotte's law enforcement history.
Shots fired at officer, possibly 1 down. Correction, 2 down, subjects barricaded himself.
Soon after, Bakari began publicly advocating for CMPD to allow patrol officers to wear outer carrier vests. The Fraternal Order of the Police backed him. Jennings resisted. The vests, which feature pockets for ammunition and other gear, similar to soldiers' battle dress, were already used by units like SWAT and VICE. But Jennings said at the time the vests wouldn't necessarily offer any additional protection, noting that 3 of the officers killed in April were wearing them. He also said it was a, quote, military-style appearance that contradicts the community-oriented policing philosophy I have championed for years. The 2 men's text messages a month later showed they both knew there was going to be a rift. On May 30th, Bakari wrote that whatever happens from this point forward is not personal. Jennings responded, as long as you stick to that, we're fine. Just know that I don't plan on sitting on my hands either. 2 weeks later, Bakari gave an interview to WCNC about the vests.
It became less of a me trying to convince the chief and me telling the chief, all right, we have to get this done now.
The text messages, which haven't previously been reported, show just how personal the fight got. In early July, he texted Jennings that the chief had, quote, made a terrible error in judgment, my friend. I hate what comes next. He wrote that he would demand the chief's resignation and that, quote, I'll be hammering you from the press, the private sector, the foundations, the General Assembly, Congress, and several high-profile national organizations. He said he would put maximum pressure on the city manager to fire you. Bakari acknowledged in the text that he might not win, but wrote, I will not stop, and it will cripple your legacy you've worked so hard for. He wrote that he was blessed with a set of skills that, quote, I can promise you will be a very uncomfortable experience. Jennings never wrote back. But a few weeks later, CMPD said officers and sergeants could apply to wear the vests. In an interview with WFAE Wednesday, Bakari defended what he wrote.
There was a very specific strategy behind that text. It was kind of, we're at the point of no return. And I had been building towards that for weeks and weeks and weeks.
He said he'd been pushing for the vests for 2.5 years before the officers were killed in April.
But if you read the end of that, like it was meant to shock and awe someone into, before it becomes in the public square of knowledge, hey, but we can still find some middle ground and we've got 36 hours to do that.
Jennings declined to comment about the text. In Charlotte's council manager form of government, city council members are supposed to hold the city manager accountable for personnel decisions, but in theory, not micromanage personnel. And they don't hire or fire the police chief. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.